Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jonathan Train, who's a product manager with Swift Train. Jonathan, how you doing?
Just fine.
Good. Good to have you with us this Monday morning. I probably should start out talking real quick who you are. A lot of people know who you are. You're actually the son of L.A. Train, and most people know that Swift Train is both a supplier of products and also a distributor, right?
That is correct. We're a full-line flooring distributor based out of Texas and cover some of the surrounding states. And then we also have created our own brand of flooring, Earthworks, where we focus a lot on the luxury vinyl tile, but we also do a good amount of hardwood flooring as well.
Yeah, okay. And one of the reasons I want to talk to you, you're somewhat of an expert on this whole issue, and I guess experts, I'll use that term loosely, but since October, since you've been exposed to this filing, and you actually are the spokesperson for the other side of this debate on whether or not there should be a duty for Chinese-manufactured engineered hardwood. And you guys have formed a website. The website is www.choiceandjobs.com, right?
Yeah, it can also more easily be under www.afcjf, mm-hmm. and that stands for Alliance for Free Choice and Jobs in Flooring. We formed this alliance during surfaces this year, mm-hmm. and so we've been trying to get as much put together regarding this issue. And yes, we definitely feel that this whole petition on this dumping and the countervailing these added duties really are unnecessary and really will hurt the industry long term more so than help it.
All right, and let me just real quick lay the background on this, and then help me if I'm wrong. But sometime in October of last year, a group of companies filed with the International Trade Commission and complained that they felt like there had been a large volume of engineered hardwood business that had shifted to China in the last few years. And they said that they felt like that there was some dumping going on. And dumping, I guess, means that they're selling products in this country at an unfair price. And I'm not sure exactly how you qualify that. But so they filed that. And the ITC actually heard the case and then passed it off, said that they felt like preliminarily there was enough evidence to pass this thing off to Commerce Department. Is that right?
Yeah, what they basically do is a petition is filed. Mm-hmm. The petitioners are claiming that there's injury to the U.S. producers because of product being dumped from China. Mm-hmm. And so the ITC looks at that petition. They had an initial hearing in November where they heard both the petitioners and the respondents, of which several of us that are part of this alliance now were there for that. And they basically need to see if there's enough to initiate an investigation.
Right.
And so that's where we are. Is the ITC has said, and by the way, when there is a petition, the threshold to initiate an investigation is very low compared to what's needed to actually go affirmative on the petition. So right now, all we are is in the investigative phase of this.
So it's been handed off to another government entity, and now the Commerce Department is looking into it. And initially, there were some deadlines set that were in March that said that they were going to go ahead and say whether or not there was going to be a duty implied, right?
Yeah, that's correct. This case is divided into two components. Mm-hmm. One is for the dumping, as you described, and the other one is for countervailing, which that refers to the subsidies that the foreign producer, in this case China, would receive from their government. And so they'll look at both of those, and they'll come out with a preliminary ruling, which typically in these cases they come out with a date that's earlier, and then the Department of Commerce has the option to extend that date to allow them more time to gather the evidence they need. And 95% of the cases, they typically extend it to the final date. It's kind of like extending your deadline for filing your taxes in a sense.
So that happened, right? They just extended it, right?
Yeah. So they just extended the second component for the anti-dumping. The countervailing they had already extended. The countervailing rate will the preliminary rate will be mentioned in March 21st, and then the anti-dumping will come out in May 20th.
Okay. So the March 21st that is an extension.
The March 21st was the extension for the countervailing, which the original date was back in January.
Okay.
As I said, it's pretty typical that they extend these dates just because it takes time to gather this evidence and to gather all the numbers that they need. There is a lot of work required for the mandatory companies that they select. They're basically looking at the exporter, the Chinese company, and gathering all sorts of information. And from my understanding, the amount of money that Chinese factory would have to spend on this is generally in the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they have to attribute and manpower and their own legal fees, et cetera, in order to fill out all the information. It's not a cheap deal. It's something that they have to pay experts to help them put together.
Well, as with most disagreements, the lawyers are usually the ones that make out, right?
Always.
Hey, let me ask.
My other grandfather, the one that wasn't in the flooring business, I think that's where he wanted me to go. He said it was recession-proof.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I noticed that you guys have an attorney. Now, this isn't the football player from up in Chicago, right? I mean, I know it's...
I don't think so.
Okay, but I know he has the same name. It's William Perry.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. They, as you said, they just recently extended this. Tell us real quick, one other quick question. Some people might be interested, and I know they can go to your website and find this out. Who stands to gain or lose in all of this?
Well, I think that's a real good question. I mean, I think there's, going back to what the nature of the petition is, it's looking to for the U.S. producers to try to gain back some of the market share that they felt that they lost. If this goes through, I think in theory the hope is that the U.S. producers gain by this. But what we've seen from past cases and studying whether it was the furniture industry, whether it was batteries, tires, et cetera, what typically happens is that the production simply shifts to other places. You know, in the case of flooring, there's easily half a dozen to a dozen other countries that are able to produce engineered wood flooring at a very competitive rate. And what happened in the furniture business is most of what was being produced in China either stayed in China because a few companies had decent rates, but the companies that didn't have good rates ended up, most of that production shifted to other countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, etc. So in the end, the U.S. producers really don't gain as much as they hope to gain just because there's a lot of low-cost producers in the world of a low-tech product like this type of flooring. And, you know, the other thing that happens with this is the U.S. government is getting 8% on most engineered wood floor that comes in from China. Well, if that gets shifted to these other countries, in the past, these other countries, such as Indonesia and Vietnam, have zero duties on their incoming products. So if that gets shifted, we actually lose tax dollars from this whole process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very interesting. Well, we'll stay in touch with this thing. Let me ask you, how did you get the lead role with this organization? Did everybody just step backwards, or tell me about that?
I kind of think that's what might have happened.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But, you know, my family, we've been importing products for decades and just have had good relationships with a lot of suppliers in different parts of the world, whether they're from Europe or here from the U.S. or other parts in Asia. And, you know, we form relationships with what we consider very strong, very good, high-quality companies. And with this type of thing in place, it makes it, if these duties end up very high, it makes us unable to offer those products to our customers. As a distributor, as a full-line distributor that also shows domestic and import brands, our Earthworks products, we feel, have complement the other products we carry. So.
And actually, like you said at the beginning of this, Earthworks, the majority of your business is actually on the LVT side, right?
Yeah, I mean, for us as a company, the engineered hardwood flooring is not our largest segment by any means. It's an important segment, but it's not our largest segment. And when we bring in those foreign products, we're looking for those items to complement the other products we have.
Okay, Jonathan, we're about to run out of time. I did want to give you an opportunity to talk about this website you guys have formed. Again, it is www.choiceandjobs.com.
Correct.
Again, we've been talking to Jonathan Train, who's the product manager with Swift Train, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.